How satisfied were you with that win?
Well, very satisfied because we beat the champion team. Everyone said that Chelsea was the best team in the last season. He was the team that has was a favorite for this season. Yeah. And I think that during the first 45 minutes, the difference between the two teams was so big. And I think that we deserve at least 3 goals and more. And after that, we complete the game as a consistent team with a clean sheet, working everywhere, every player hard in their position. So, very happy about that.
Were you even slightly surprised and happily surprised that you almost overran Chelsea in the first half? You found so many gaps in what has been a good defence.
Well, if you remember all the games that we play against Chelsea, we always had a lot of chances. Mm. Maybe the other season we didn't score and we concede them to score easy goals. Not in all the games, but at least in 3 of the 4 games that we play. So today I think that we are more concentrated, but I always say, maybe when you win in this game, you are always talking about tactical lesson. I think that when the big player had good performance in big games, they win the game.
How important is the player's mental state? Because I think in pre-season, you didn't have a great pre-season, but you've hit the ground running. That's a cliche, I'm sorry. But you really have started very well. How important is it mentally? How much do you want this title back?
It's very important. First, not to think about the title, to think about game by game. Mm. So it's important when you start the season to start winning. Because when you start the season, the most important thing is to win the game. I don't agree with you that we had a bad preseason. I think we had a very good preseason. We work in the way we program the whole preseason. We work all the friendly games, not thinking about to win the game. We're thinking about to put a team 100% when you have to start the Premier League and don't do the substitute or change during those games, thinking what's happening in the game. You want to give a similar average of minutes to each player. You make change to make different ways of playing. So I think that our preseason was very good, not bad. And that we are reflecting these first games.
Okay, and just finally for me, how hungry are the players, though? Because when we spoke last season, you said you wanted to defend the title well. Didn't go so well for you, but every one of them look really hungry this season. Fair comment?
Well, I said before the season that I know these players and they are hungry and angry, both things, angry and hungry. So that's important when you want to win silverware, because maybe it's not the moment to talk about the last season, but at the beginning of January, we were at the top of the table and we qualified in Champions League. So it was not a horrible season. We finished in the second game, in the second position. We were the most scoring team, the team that has better goal average. But if you want to win title, I think that you must be a more consistent team during the whole season. That's what we are trying to do it. That's why we are not thinking about that this game will decide the title. We are not thinking about to have a gap against Chelsea. It's important to have 5 points, but more important to understand that you must play again against Everton in the same way if you want to have good results.
You will have a different kind of pressure now after the first two results, and particularly that beating of Chelsea. How do you actually keep expectation levels down for supporters, and how do you keep the players in the right frame of mind now?
Well, I will work with them the whole pre-season. That's why I just said that for me it was a very good pre-season in the way we must prepare physically and mentality for this season. We must understand that we made last year a lot of mistakes. You cannot drop 9 points against relegated teams. So there's a lot of things that experience is good. And in that sense, we work every day with the whole squad to understand we must try to win game by game. After we see at the end of the season in which position we arrive.
Is it possible to put a price on Sergio Aguero?
No, because it's not a player that this club will sell him, so it doesn't have price.
But in market value...
The most important thing is that Kun is happy here. I also said 2 weeks ago that we had seen a very good Sergio Aguero last season when he scored the goal that gave our first title here. Last season he was the scorer player of the Premier League. But I am sure that he has made a lot of change in the way he thinks. He's now a more maturity player. And we'll see this year it's difficult to say, but we're going to see a better Kun than you have seen before.
And finally, the new stand more seats, more people here, a better atmosphere. How important is that going to be for you this season?
Very important. I think that this club must grow in all sense, not only in the squad. I think it's important to have a great atmosphere in the Santiago Stadium. As big as is the stadium and as full of crowd, better for our team than when we play home. And also, if you want to win titles, I think that the points that we play here at home, we must win it all together, fans and players.
Could you actually hear a difference of the atmosphere today?
Yes, of course, absolutely.
Sounded louder?
Louder, more noisy, and you have 7,000 more people in the stadium, so I think it was very important the improve that we did building that distance.
And you talked about your players being more angry and more hungry, you, because you were more animated than you normally are on the touchline today.
No, I think that exactly the same way. I tried to dominate the nerves. I think that the players must feel that you are quiet, that you are not nervous, so I tried to continue in the same way. Maybe you can see me another way, but I'm the same person.